Sit back, relax, lace up your J's. This is For the Soul.
With Alex and Dylan.
This is so exciting.
Welcome to episode 2 of For the Soul. I'm Alex.
I'm Dylan.
In episode 2, it's a good topic. We're going to talk about off-whites. And who doesn't like off-whites?
Yeah. So, let's run it.
Boom! Okay.
We're going to start with ones. The UNC.
And then I don't even know what the all-white ones are called, but we all know what that is.
Yeah.
And then the Chicago's, obviously.
Of course.
All right. What's your favorite? Because
I think I know. The off-white UNC ones.
Yeah.
I have the regular UNC ones, so that's like one that's of my flex. Dream shoes to get the off-white version because they're fire. Then the white, then the Chicago's for me.
The Chicago's are your third favorite?
I'm not really a red girl.
Wow, that's kind of crazy to me. All right. Okay, I can respect it.
What about you?
I'd probably say it's really close, but maybe the UNC, then Chicago, then the white ones.
Yeah, the white are just, I don't know. I feel like I could rock them better than the Chicago's.
I respect that. I think I love the Chicago's.
They're definitely a classic shoe, and if you have them,
yeah, that's a flex. Like, wow, imagine somebody popping out in those.
Not here. All right, next. There we go.
Okay.
So I have the black ones,
And I have the pink.
But I mean, the black are my favorite.
Yeah.
And okay. So I got them. And then the pink and then the white. The white do not do it for me. I don't like how the cream and the white like clash almost.
Okay. I mean, I fuck with the white probably, I don't know. It's tough. I like them. I mean, I understand how it's like the white and like the cream kind of clash, but I don't know. It just kind of does it for me. I don't know why. I like the black laces. I think that goes good with it too.
They look like a real running shoe. The other two don't.
Yeah, that's kind of true. They do look like they would actually be a running shoe.
Would you run in them?
Absolutely not.
I wouldn't either.
Hell no. Because when I rock off-white, I want the tag still on it.
Me too.
100%. I want the tag still on it. If I get something from StockX, I take the Stock X thing off and put it in a jar, and I have a collection of a bunch of.
You must have like a full jar.
Yeah.
That's sick.
Of like the Stock X things.
That's a good idea.
So I have that, but like with off white, I'm keeping the tag on 100%.
Gotta keep the tag.
Yeah.
So everyone can see. Some people that aren't sneakerheads will be like, why do you still have the tag on there? They just don't get it.
They just don't get it.
All right. Next. Got Air Max 90s, and I feel like people sleep on them.
Absolutely. 1,000% agree. 1,000% agree. People 100% sleep on all the off-white Air Maxes.
So we're going to touch on them. I really like the gum colorway. Honestly, like that little teal patch coming out of the orange swoosh. I like, so I go the gum, the black, then the white.
Okay. Yeah, I even know that those are called Desert Ore because I wanted those so freaking badly.
I'm glad you knew the name.
Yeah, I would say those are my number one, and then black's number two, and white's number three.
Same order. Air Max 90s are actually my favorite Air Max style. Okay. So I would like a pair, but you know, we don't know if it's gonna happen.
Times are tough.
Times are tough.
Yeah, I feel you. And I also really like the tag on the Desert War one. It's just like, I don't know, it's just the whole thing just goes really well together.
You should get the Desert Ores.
Yeah, I know. I really want them. And then like you can put in like I don't know, I've seen people put in, like, you see the little tag that's, like, teal or whatever?
Yeah.
Put in, like, teal laces on one of the shoes.
Ooh, that would look good.
So fire.
Teal laces.
So fire.
Can't go wrong with teal. Great color.
Yeah.
Next, we got the Vapor Max.
Okay. I'm curious to see, like, what is your like, yeah, what's your order?
Definitely white first. The white.
Really?
Yeah, very
I'm clean. Surprised. And okay.
The other two are very similar. It's just whether you like a black airbag or the clear airbag. And I like the clear airbag better. So white, clear airbag, and then the black airbag.
Okay. Okay. So this one we're different on because I like the black one the most. I like the your least favorite one. That's my number one. I think that's fire. But and then it's tough for me. I don't know why, but it's like
white or black.
Yeah, white or black is kind of just like I don't know. I would probably say white and then the black one also, but I just love the black bubble ones. But a thing that I heard that scared me to death, and now I'm not getting any of these. Even if I had the money to get these, I wouldn't buy them.
All right, let's hear it.
Yeah, because if I had the money to get these, I would buy a different off-white shoe. Because I heard, well, I'm not friends with them, but I have a friend of a friend that was wearing these, and the it popped.
The bubble popped?
The bubble popped. And I was like, on your off-white, like, oh, my God.
On off-white, that's scary. I don't like that.
That's brutal.
If it was just a regular pair of beat-up VaporMax,
yeah,
I see it happening, but you can't be like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, like, you can pay, like, upwards of $1,000 for some of these, and if it just pops like that, that's...
I'd cry, I think. I love the white. It's so clean.
Yeah, the white one is clean.
That'd have to be it. All right. We got one more.
Okay.
Lots of different colors here.
Yeah, this is a good one.
You go first.
Okay. So my order is yellow.
Knew that.
And then the black. And then blue. Then the
Volt. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, the yellow is so...
Yeah, you got something with the yellow.
They're so fire. And then the black ones are just... Come on, those are raw. Like, the way that the Nike swoosh pops on it is just crazy. It's like those Air Max ones that we were talking about, Air Max 90. Oh,
yes,
exactly. It just pops so well that it's like, damn, I actually had those.
They don't really make Air Force like that, so it's definitely different. Yeah. I would, for me, the blue, number one. I'm a sucker for the UNC, like, Pantone blue colorway. And then the yellow, because they're just different. They're just different. And then the black, then the Volt. I'm not a huge fan of the Volt. I think a few people can rock.
What do you wear that with? What do you wear that with besides black or white?
Black, white, or Volt.
Yeah.
Only thing.
It's like, I don't know. It just seems like the kind of like color that a middle schooler would wear for a hoodie.
Like something. A highlighter color.
Yeah, highlighter. Yeah, exactly.
That's pretty accurate, yeah. The blue, though.
The blue is cool. Yeah, those are raw. Those are raw. Imagine wearing the blue on one foot and the yellow on the other.
People definitely do that. And I don't know. For off-whites, I'm okay with it.
It's a flex. Yeah, because off-whites are kind of just wild with it.
Yeah.
I do that.
Off-whites, you can be different, wear, like, whatever. I feel like I would wear a foam runner, like a black and a pink one.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, those are pretty cool.
Now we're going to tell you guys our favorite off-whites that wasn't listed.
Yes, sir. Yours is up first. These are hard. I will give you that. Like, those are, yeah. Yeah.
All right. So these are Air Max 97 off-white, and I am looking up the name of them because I don't remember the name of them, but they're Air Max 97s. Oh, the Mentas.
Mentas.
For my size.
That's a fire name.
Yeah, it's different. The swoosh, like, does it for me. The green into blue into pink, but it just pops right off the silver. They do go for a lot. In my size, they're 588, which isn't too bad.
Those are 588?
Yeah, I thought they were more, but... Right now, they're 588 on StockX in a size 5 men, because that is my small size.
What are they in my size?
Let's see. 10 and a half are going to be 944.
Okay. That's tough.
Sounds right.
Yeah.
Air Max 97s, love them. Put them on an off-white. How could you go wrong? I've never seen anybody wear them, but I've seen them, like, pictures of them, and I instantly wanted them. Maybe I'll, maybe in the future.
Yeah, those are different, and they are fire. Like, I love how they put that swoosh, like, that way that they did it with the color, and it's, like, a different spot that it normally goes on, because you know it's normally, like, the Nike swoosh is normally in that, the tiny little box.
Yeah, right, in the little
clip. Yeah, no, that's sick. The Serena Williams are pretty cool, too.
Oh, the Blazers? Yeah. The Blazers, Serena Williams, I would definitely get those if I had to choose one off-white Blazer.
Yeah. The Hollows Eve one, they would just stay on shelves. If they weren't weird. If they weren't off-white, they would stay on shelves.
Easily. Guaranteed. I agree. Guaranteed. And I there's, like, one more pair. I don't think they're super cool either. I just think the Serena Williams also are definitely cool. All right, let's see your favorite.
These are so fire. It's
you can't, it's the best off-white Presto.
Yeah, it's definitely the best off-white Presto.
You guys want to know the price?
Yeah.
You probably don't.
Yeah, they're tough.
Size 4 men, small size, $1,000,000 on StockX. My size 5, 5,914. Looks like close your size.
Close to my size. They don't sometimes, like, I think a lot of times they don't do, like, half sizes.
Prestos don't do half sizes.
Prestos don't do half sizes. Okay, so, like, between a 10 and an 11, 2,600.
Yeah, so, someday.
Yeah, unless, I don't know, unless somebody out there listening wants to bless me up.
Yeah, bless up for the soul, it's grills.
But, yeah, no, those are, they're so cold, though. Like, I don't know, like, the way, it's even hard to describe. How do you describe beauty?
I don't know. I don't know how to describe it either. Just looking at it.
Yeah, like, just look clean. At it.
The black swoosh with the black mesh. It works.
Yes.
The cream color.
The cream color with the black just looks phenomenal. Phenomenal.
I agree. Yeah. If anybody was rocking those, I'd have to compliment them.
Yeah. And then there's different, like, laces that you can put in with them, I know. Because I've seen, like...
Well, colors, like orange? Pictures.
Yeah, like orange or green.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the green. I don't know why they chose green, but
yeah, I don't know why they chose green either. Because anything works with it. Anything works. It's fire. Sneakers fire.
Prestos are the most comfortable Nike shoe. Can't tell me otherwise.
I can agree with that. Yes. Comfort's a big thing for me too, Loki. That's another reason why I love these.
Yeah, honestly, like, if a shoe's uncomfortable, like Jordan 8s, they're not comfortable. That's why I barely wear my dorm Beckers.
Yeah. I agree with that. They have, like, that elephant. Like, that's what I heard they were based on. It's, like, an elephant's foot. Really? That's what, like, Jordan 8s were, like, kind of, like, based around.
They're not comfortable, and they're, like, really hard at the bottom. But they're a lot of fire colorways. Yeah. That's what sucks.
They're cool. Yeah. That's tough.
It's tough sometimes. But you know what's next? The off-white dunk lot.
Yeah.
A lot of 50. We're going to show you guys our favorite lot.
I can't believe I didn't get anything on them. Like, come on. There's like 50 release. Like,
you want to hear something? So I worked at Nike this summer, and one of my coworkers passed on an exclusive access to the off-white dunk. Let's just go.
Yeah.
Here's my favorite. This is lot number 36. Okay. So my favorite color is green. So the green, like, little lot thing at the bottom.
Yeah.
Is fire.
Does it say the number there? Like, what does
it
say? Yeah,
it actually does. 36 of 50.
Okay, that's pretty sick.
Everyone, it says it.
I never realized what it said there. I just knew that it was there, and I don't know. Yeah, that's sick.
Yeah, honestly, I didn't realize it until we were looking these up. And then the teal, like, whatever you want to call it, through the eyelet, like that, that's awesome. I love that color. It's so nice. And then the purple tongue. Purple is my second favorite color. So it's basically all my colors in one shoe.
Purple is my favorite color. So I can respect that. 36 is fire.
36. I will get you one day.
It's your white whale.
My white whale. All right.
Okay, come on.
41.
Come on. These are so fun. And we haven't even really gone into like the specifics of it. Like, I like that Off-White is doing this little lace thing with it. Like, it makes it different. Like, if they just had it like every other dunk and then just threw on a different color tongue and a little lace, what's it called? The tag?
The tag, yeah.
Like, it really wouldn't be like, I don't know. Like, I feel like the, what is it called? The little thing like this.
I don't know. It's like, through the eyelets. Like,
yeah, the eyelets. It makes it so much better. Like, I don't know. It just makes it a lot better, in my opinion. And so the way that it's like mostly like white and gray, and then they do it with black, just makes it pop 10 times more. And then they flip it back again, in my opinion, with yellow, and then they make it pop again. So it's like,
and the tag is different on these.
Like, yes, the tag is different on these too. And I still, again, I didn't even realize that it says that there. It probably does there. It's a little bit more blurry, but that's what it must say on all of them. Is like
it does.
The number out of 50.
So that says 41, and it's brown. That's like a whole 41. Other
again,
another color.
Again. Yeah. And then on this one, you know how on the other ones, normally like this part of the tongue is different?
Yeah.
Like that one, it's still yellow.
So it's just like a whole
thing about the shoe. Yeah, it's like, I don't know. It's just fire. And then that little yellow tongue on the back does it. Someday we got to pop out of them together. Like, you got to get yours, I'll get mine.
We got a little shoe and a caption of something with the 36 and the 41.
White whale.
White whale. That's it. All right. Releases for the week. Here we go. Starting off with a 9. And if you watch episode 1, you know. We both don't like 9s. This is coming out Wednesday, November 24th. First two. 225 for that.
I mean.
Never. Couldn't be me.
No, like.
A special field boot.
Yeah, it looks like a boot.
So I guess if you like boots, get the Jordan boots.
If I wanted boots, though, I would just get Tim's and then just. Where are my Tim's?
Jordan boots.
Yeah, Jordan boots. What? I don't know.
I don't like gum bottoms, so they already are ruined.
Well, I could see how, like, I could see a reason why somebody would like a gum bottom, because I could feel like if I was wearing a gum bottom, whatever shoe it is, I could wear more versus it being, like, white on the bottom. It's like,
so it doesn't get out of
or an icy bottom. Yeah, like those are fire. I love white bottom, and icy bottoms are gas. But you could wear something with a gum bottom and just wear it and wear it and wear it and wear it, and the bottom would just look the same pretty much because it's brown. True.
Yeah, and it's just like a normal boot color gum, I feel like.
Yeah, but there's nothing special about this, in my opinion. Like, I wouldn't reach on these. I don't see a lot of people reaching on these. I mean,
I'm not sure if they're going to sell out.
Yeah. I don't even know if they'll sell out.
That would be something.
And every Jordan, like, sells out in, like, a second.
I'm gonna definitely have to look at these sell out or not.
Yeah, I'm curious. But next. I don't think resale will be high.
Oh, no.
No. See, dunks. Yeah, let's talk about that.
Woman dunks. I like woman dunks, but I don't like this colorway. I don't understand how you could rock this colorway. I don't like it.
Yeah, I don't know. Created for the hardwood, but taken to the streets. I like the kind of like that, the way that they just said that.
Yeah, it sounds
the way. Cool. Yeah, the way they said that sounds cool. And then you look at the shoe and it's like,
would you ball in dunks?
No.
I don't think it's good. Maybe high.
Maybe high.
But they are a little flat-footed.
Yeah. But I've balled in forces before.
Yeah.
Just, like, on the street. Never. But, like, it's because you can do anything in forces. And, honestly, it's not a good idea.
It's up for debate.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean,
forces has been through everything.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Forces has been through everything. That's why I would wear them balling.
It's true. It's very true.
Because they've been through everything.
Our next release, we got these. Who can start? Jordan 11s.
Yeah. I mean, Jordan 11 is such a good sneaker. Like, I love Jordan 11s with all my heart. Like,
there's some OGs.
Yeah, I have my own You can call them Columbias or Legend Blues, either or. I have those. I love them. I've wanted to get the breads before.
Classic Space Jams.
Space Jams are fire. What's the other? What's the other one where it's like it's white here and then it's black there or something?
There's Gammas with the Gamma Jumpman.
Oh yeah, Gammas, Gammas. Oh, Concords. That's what I was talking about. Concords.
Oh, Concord I used to have 11s. A pair of Concords. I sold them though.
See, we can go on and on and on about 11s all day. Because they're a great sneaker. But this...
I think they messed up.
Yeah, they kind of missed with this one. I mean...
I can't tell if that's the middle part with the design is like fur or not.
Yeah, I can't tell if it is either. I mean, maybe it says in the writing or something.
Yeah, read that. This is coming out Friday, November 26th, by the way. So if you're interested in animal print, go cop that today.
It says elevated with luxury materials.
So. I feel like it will be fur, and that's just a turn off for me.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I mean.
They could have done better with 11s.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I mean, honestly, making them all black would have been better. Like, people probably would have bought them if they're all black.
Or maybe if they even like made the Jumpman with the somehow with the animal print on.
Yeah. I heard a lot about the new that's another 11, Cool Grays. I would love to wear it. I would love to get a pair of Cool Grays. And I heard there's some in 2021, but I mean I think they've already released.
I think they might be re-releasing them.
But
those are sold out.
Yeah. Like there's so many great 11s. I don't know why they would do this.
Resell won't go good for these.
Nah. And it's $225 starting. I mean, how much more is somebody gonna pay?
Honestly, like I'm not even just saying that. I really don't think people.
Like, but how much more are you gonna pay?
I'd say maybe $300, maybe not. That's even a stretch.
Yeah, that's you're being nice. You're being nice.
The bottom.
I think the bottom is actually kind of valid. Like, it's all right. I like a gray bottom.
That's part of the shoe.
Yeah, but I don't know what they're really doing with this.
Maybe they'll have another 11 in the future.
Yeah.
All right. Two dunks.
Okay.
One day. Saturday, November 27th.
Okay. I'm kind of getting McDonald's vibes.
Oh, yeah. University gold, like the golden arches.
Yeah. I'm getting McDonald's vibes all over the board here because, like, they kind of, like, mismatched it. Like, the bottoms of those... And the bottoms of those are like flipped.
Yeah, I see McDonald's now that you say that. I like the highs better than the lows.
I like the highs 100% better too.
University gold.
Are the lows the ones that we were talking about previously? Because they look like the dunks
we were talking about previously. But if you look at that, and then they're a little different.
Yeah, they're a little different.
There's some brown here.
Yeah, okay. All right. But I 100% agree with you. If I had to pick between these two, not that I'm going to hit on either one of these. Because like
we don't hit.
But I would definitely go with the highs.
100%. I do like the highs. It's just the red kind of ruins it.
Yeah. The red kind of ruined it there.
I think these should be called the Golden Arches.
Mickey D's, yeah.
The Mickey D's, yeah. Last week and this week, we related one of the releases to food, like the Dunkin's last week. The
Maybe we're just hungry.
Maybe that. But honestly, they do look like
Dunkin's. Yeah, I agree. You were the one that caught it last time, and I'm the one that said McDonald's this time. And I still stand by what you said. Those really were like, they should be called the Dunkin'.
Yeah, they were. And then these, I'm
because also, that. On top of it, weren't they Dunks? Or am I wrong?
Were they Dunks?
I can't remember if they were Dunks or not.
They were either Dunks or Blazers. They were Blazers.
Oh, they were Blazers. Okay. Well, it would have been cool if they were Dunks spotted that. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that would have been sick. Damn. All right. Well, last release. These Jordan 3s.
I love Jordan 3s. And the concept is there.
They're interesting. They're really, really interesting. I don't know.
It's just not quite doing it for me. It's just not really doing it for me.
For 200?
The concept is there, though. I like the idea of having, like, different patches of stuff like all over the shoe. Like, that's cool.
Good,
like,
idea, poorly executed.
Yeah, exactly. And I even like the bottom. I mess with the bottom.
The bottom's nice. It's the orange is nice. It pops. These are coming out Monday, November 29th. So if you like the different patches, go get them. I think this blue one right here ruins it. The rest have like a color theme.
Yeah, I could agree with that.
Patches. I these will sell out, but I don't know if they'll go for a good resale.
Yeah, because I mean, every three is going to sell out. It's Jordan 3. Let's be real.
I want a pair of threes. I want the powder blues.
Okay, I heard Kyrie had those.
He probably did.
Yeah.
He probably has a bunch of them.
Those are like his favorites. That's pretty sick though. I really like the concept, but
it's a DIY look, it says. Do it yourself look. Like,
oh, someone probably
designed it. Especially.
That's pretty cool.
And it says it's supposed to be like woodland, rain, and oak bark. You can definitely see it in there.
Oh, so I guess that's kind of the rain then?
That's definitely it. It's weird though.
Yeah.
Weirdly put together.
Yeah, it is weird. I don't like the way that it was put together at all. I mean, I heard there's also a patchwork Jordan 1. I don't think it's releasing soon, but or maybe it was just a rumor, but it looks pretty cool. And if they like did that same kind of execution with the Jordan 3, then this probably would have went a lot better. But
yeah. I feel like Jordan 1s just always do it better.
Yeah. I love Jordan 3s, though. They were, like, the first Jordan that actually, like, made sense when they said Air Jordan. Because you see the air pocket there?
Yeah.
They were the first, because 1s didn't have air in them.
2s didn't.
2s didn't have air in them either. They were the first ones that were created with an air pocket in them.
Okay, there's a fun fact.
First Jordans, yeah,
when
boom.
You think about it.
We're teaching each other stuff all the time. DIY, I didn't know that's what that
and
meant.
And you can learn from watching
exactly.
For the Soul.
Exactly. Stay up to date.
For the Soul.
Before we close off, do you think Off-Whites are overhyped?
This is going to sound cliche.
Let's hear it.
But yes and no. Because some of them, I see, like, the only reason that these are selling is because they're Off-White. If it's only carrying the brand on its back is the only reason that it's selling, then I think it is overhyped. Like those Hallows Eve ones and some of the other Off-Whites are just like carrying
the brand Off-White brand.
Yeah, just the label on its back. But then some of the other ones, like your Mentas or whatever,
yes.
I see that as more of art. Like, that's like an art.
Yeah.
I can respect that.
I was literally going to say the Mentas definitely can carry themselves.
Yeah, they can. Yeah, they carry themselves 100%.
Mm-hmm.
I see that more as like an art. And like people will buy like art for crazy amounts of money.
And
like on like a painting, some like art like that or a sculpture or something like that. So I understand why that they would go for so much.
That's a good comparison. I never thought about it. Like art, the sneaker wall is art. Well said. I don't even need to touch on that because I agree. There you go.
Yeah.
Next week or whenever there's another episode.
It's been tough.
It's been
tough
for us here.
Times are tough.
But we're back giving you another episode. Who knows what we'll bring next episode. We're not going to tell you because it's a surprise.
Yeah, exactly.
But tune in for episode 3 of For the Soul. And thanks for listening.
Brought to you by Dylan and Alex. This is For the Soul.